Communities across the country have been grappling with outbreaks of overdoses from the synthetic drug known as K2, or spice. It can cause people to hallucinate, lose consciousness, even die. Remember last summer, a dangerous batch of K2 led to more than 100 overdoses in Connecticut over just 2 days? In Washington, D.C., emergency officials responded to almost 400 people in 1 week. Well, now the district is trying to combat use of the drug by sending out health workers to areas where K2 use is highest. From member station WAMU, LEU reports.
On a rainy afternoon, Asada Tafari and her teammates huddle at the corner of P Street in North Capitol in Washington. P Street, she says, is a known hotspot.
The plan is to reach out to everyone that we see in this corridor, talk to them about where to get help, the effects of K2, and prevention.
Tafari is a community outreach specialist with the district's Department of Behavioral Health. She's part of a small team that goes out daily to help connect people to services such as drug treatment, healthcare, and housing. The district has 3 teams specifically for K2.
Can we split up?
The 5 workers start walking up North Capitol Street. Some of them carry leaflets, others little kits with lip balm and hand sanitizer. As they pass by a Chinese food shop, a group of 5 or 6 people gathered up ahead starts to leave quickly.
That was a group of dealers, so known K2 dealers. So as you can see, they dispersed when we came up because that's usually what they do.
But those aren't who Tafari and the teams are focused on anyway. So they keep walking up the block. At the bus stop, they find a man smoking a K2 cigarette. They stop to speak with him, but don't linger.
I mean, they always use in front of us. And in a way, I think that's kind of a good thing because they know that we're not affiliated with the police.
The goal, she says, is to build trust with those they meet. Outreach worker Andre Simpson-Vaughn says the drug has mostly been affecting those who are chronically homeless.
You know, they're just out here, so they figure, why not? K2 is a very inexpensive drug. So the whole purpose of doing the engagement, especially to try to get them housing and whatnot, is to get them through because it gets discouraging. You have these wait times for housing, and so you want to bridge that gap with them in the meantime.
K2 can be addictive, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And during certain weeks in 2018, the D.C. outreach team saw overdoses daily. Last year, officials say there have been more than 3,400 overdose cases in the district linked to K2. 6 people have died. Tanya Royster, former director of D.C.'s Department of Behavioral Health, says it's partly because the drug is so unpredictable.
So what is available on the street on any given day can be much more harmful physiologically than just the day before.
Though K2 is sometimes called synthetic marijuana, it's not really weed at all. It's a bunch of herbs or potpourri that has chemicals sprayed onto it, and the formulas are changing all the time. Back near P Street, Asada Tafari says that's why it's hard to know what to expect when she approaches people.
Kind of scary, though, sometimes, because you don't know how a person is going to react if they're using K2. It could be catatonic, it could be violent, it could be angry. They could just pass out immediately, you never know.
Regardless, the district's behavioral health teams continue to be out daily. Tafari says she runs into the same people over and over again. She says as a result of their efforts, some people have gone to treatment. But not all.
In this area, I would say most of the people we run into just aren't ready.
But the hope is that if or when they are, they'll know where to go. For Here and Now, I'm Ellie Yu.